Looking in the book of Ruth, I always like to have something ahead of time before my time starts, before my month, and I just hadn't had anything. So I was just praying, and the Lord said, go to Ruth. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I've read through it a few times. I got a few notes. We'll see what happens. So I'm going to apologize for the names already. I've tried. Regina's been working with me a little bit, so maybe I'll get them close. Ruth chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went and sojourned in the country of Moab, he, his wife, and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. Ephraim, or Elimelech of Bethlehem, Judah, and they came to the country of Moab and journeyed there. We're going to stop right there. Here in verse 1, I've read through this a few times, and this really got me, or jumped out at me, here in verse 1, and it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. So I thought about it. It's kind of neat where Ruth, the book of Ruth is put, is right after the chapter of the judges. I thought that was kind of neat. So this happened during the judges. And I've just recently went through the book of Judges here a few months ago. And you, if you haven't read it, you need to read it. They had judges that were good. They were always up and down. Somebody was always ruling over them because one reason, they weren't following what God said, so they were put into captivity. But you read on down in verse 1, and there was famine in the land. Why was there famine in the land of Israel? If you go to, hold your place there, we'll be back. Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26. And we'll start in verse 1. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my statutes, I am the Lord. If ye walk in my statute and keep my commandment and do them, then will I give you rain in due seasons, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to be full, and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace to the land, and ye shall lay down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid every evil beast out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. I'll stop there. So here, God's given a commandment to Israel before they even get into the promised land. You keep my commandments. and you'll have rain when you're needed. And when you harvest, your harvest will last until you harvest again. You'll have plenty to eat. There'll be nothing lacking. You'll all be full. You'll eat and have plenty. Nobody will scare you. You won't have war. But what happened? And when you read Judges, what is it? It's one after another. They're always having problems. And why? Just like in Ruth, right here, there's famine in the land because you haven't been doing what God said to do. And that's just like us. We're the same way. I mean, I hope you guys are with me. I look at Israel and I think, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do this? They had the law. They had the history of their, where they came from, the creation. We have the whole Bible. And what's our excuse? I mean, we have famine just because we're not where we're supposed to be. It may be different than just having enough to eat. But continue here, Ruth and Ruth. We'll go to verse number 3. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left of her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And Moab and Chilion died, as also both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-laws, and she might return unto the country from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and gave them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Israel. And Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, go, return to your mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, and ye have dwelt with the dead and with me, and the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in your house of your in the house of your husband. Then kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return unto thee, unto thy people. Here, Naomi has lost her husband, her sons. Her two sons had taken wives of the Moabite women. And that's one of the other things that God said don't do. Real quick, if you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 1. Then the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land wherewith thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, Canaanites, the Persians, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater than thou. And the Lord God shall deliver them before thee. Thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt not convert with them. nor shall show mercy unto them, neither shall they make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his sons, nor his daughters thou shalt take unto thy sons, for they will turn away thy sons from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. So here, the two boys have gotten wives in the Moab country, and they knew better. Well, it's kind of hard when you're there. You'd had to go back home to get a wife. But you think about what Abraham did for Isaac. He sent somebody home. Go back and he got Rachel. And kind of what happened to Jacob. Abraham, I have to get them in order. Jacob went back and got from his family. But as we read on, you'll find, I get ahead of myself, but when you follow God and do what he says, you know, that may be why these two sons died, because they didn't follow what God said. So Naomi is leaving, her two sons, or her daughter-in-laws are with her, and she says, go ahead and leave. You can go back home. You don't have to go with me. And verse 11, and Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may bear, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and also bear sons, would you yet tarry for them till they are grown? Would ye stay for them for having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Here she, Naomi, sell them again. There's no way I can give you husbands. Because they're trying, you know, to raise up lineage for the next generation to be in that family. She goes, I can't do this. I'm too old. I don't even want a husband. I'm too old. I don't want a husband. The Lord's against me. So you guys need to go away. Or go back to your home, not just go away. And Orpah left and went home, but Ruth stayed. She clave to her. And in verse 15, and she said, behold, what thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods, return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Then when she saw that she was steadfast minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. I thought this was pretty neat what Ruth said. And what here in verse 15, and Naomi said, your sister-in-law went back to her people and unto her gods. And I think it's, I thought of how Naomi was a witness where she was in Moab and where Lot was in Sodom. I kind of compared them a little bit. That Lot, he left because God destroyed the city, destroyed everything, and only took out his two daughters when it was all said and done. But when Ruth went out, God had taken her husband and two sons, and when she left, Ruth said, I'm going with you. She had something. She followed Naomi, I believe, because of the witness she was to Ruth. She seen that she was following God. Because when Ruth was speaking, she said, your people will be my people. Your God, my God. And her daily life, Naomi, was a very big witness unto her. And she said, I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to go back to all those gods. I want to follow you. And what's wild is, the other daughter-in-law went unto her gods. Multiple gods. And Ruth went to go with one God, the real God, the true God. And I thought that was pretty neat how the two, you can compare those two and how they lived in the wrong, in another nation, and yet Ruth was, you know, Ruth was more of a witness. And let's see, where am I at? But I thought that was pretty neat how that, you know, she wasn't even going to, Naomi wasn't going to change Ruth's mind. I'm going. Let's go. So verse 19. So they went unto, they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the mighty Almighty hath dwelt bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? And Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitish, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. I think it's kind of neat here that Naomi's like, I'm not who I was when I left. She didn't know the rest of the story like we do. I think it's neat. She went out. She followed her husband. She did what he said to do. But she came back. She came back with Ruth. And it was neat. They recognized her. So they were gone over 10 years. And everybody knew who she was. And I think it's kind of neat that everything works the way it does. We may go ahead and continue the rest of the story if the Lord wants me to. But in verse 22, right, it was the beginning of the barley harvest. They come back at harvest time. The Lord had a work to do. And I think it's neat when you hear this Moabish woman is also in the lineage of Christ. You know, she said, I want to be a part of your God, your people. You know, I'm following you. And I think that's neat on how how that Naomi, I assume that Naomi was a real witness. And she went with her. Even though she said, change my name, I don't think nobody listened to her. But I think it's neat the way that people did change their names and through the book, you know, through the Bible for different reasons. But hopefully this will encourage you, remember, wherever you're at, to be a witness. To me, being a witness is on my mind because I feel like I fail so miserably at it. But I compare these people, you know, the Ruth and or Naomi and Lot, and how they lived in two different places. But who are we? And who's watching us? And Ruth was watching Naomi, and wanted what she had, and she knew she had something, just like Rahab. And think about what she said whenever the spies came. She goes, "When I heard, my heart melted." And I think that's neat. God touched them. Because that's the only way it can be. Just like the lost. God's got to touch us. That's why, you know, me doing these Sunday school lessons for a month. And, you know, I didn't want to do this. But I've enjoyed it because I've got in it, studied. I put my mind where it ought to be a lot more. And that's the good, that's what I like about it. It's changed my thinking. And I need a lot of help there. But we'll see if the Lord wants me to go on or if he gives me something else for next Sunday. But we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for